Blog Talk Radio.
What I'm talking about. I know y'all got a little of it, but guess what? You're about to get a lot of it because what I'm bringing in is my old standby. a lot of you people, and I'm saying this, it's not totally criticism, but it's on the verge of, because you know, after seeing all that some people go through with illnesses and everything else, I've been sick for over 40 years. Started off with a knife wound to the eye, the left eye. But we ain't going to get into all of that right now. What we're going to get into is some of the illnesses that persist us by telling us at first, Lord, have mercy, my back is hurting. When you first say it, you're usually not talking to a doctor. You're usually talking to either a friend or a parent or maybe even a wife. But guess what? That ain't good enough. Because who you need to talk to is somebody that can do something about it. And what my suggestion is going to be...
The state fair of Texas now has printed home tickets.
Can you do one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your printed home tickets.
That sounded like you said print, not print. Let's go again.
Get your state fair of Texas printed home tickets.
Listen, when you say print... needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtex.com/radio.
Now, it would be nice if I didn't do it twice.
Print at home tickets.
Can you do one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your print at home tickets.
That sounded like you said print, not print. Go again.
Get your State Fair of Texas printed home tickets.
Listen, when you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtex.com/radio.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. And when I started telling y'all about the illnesses that persist, I ain't telling about something I heard. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you about something I know. And this type of show right here, and I'm in meetings every day just about to finalize my host and hostesses for the number one shows in Dallas-Fort Worth area in the very near future. Also, I have a line of characters that... people that you'd love to hear speaking to you, and about everything else that you could want to ever have speaking for you. So with that being said, tonight's title of the show is For Your Help. You know, this type of show will be the topic on Thursdays until further notice. Each and every Thursday, I'm going to come in here, and we're going to discuss something about health, your wealth, your mentality. Because of, I don't know, you hear about people dying all of a sudden. Lord, have mercy, I'm going to tell y'all one thing. You don't die just all of a sudden. Unless it's from a broken heart. Since I ain't got no heart, I ain't never had that. I don't foresee that one happening. But other stuff I'm talking about, you know, illnesses get in and they linger in, and it's called chronic illness. Y'all don't hear me. But you got to bend the rules a little taste to just die from nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you might have had a prolonged illness in one of your organs or something like that, and it don't necessarily have to be cancer all the time, but it can be something so close to it. You know, people get gangrene and don't know it, you know, and stuff like that. I walked around with lockjaw for some months. Doctor told me as soon as she started cutting inside my mouth, she said, Mr. Parnell, I don't mean no harm, but if you stayed out here a couple of more days, well, at least one more day, you wouldn't have to come here. You'd have to take you straight to the bar. I had rust on my throat, y'all, people. Thick as all, you know. Maybe I need to drink some all or something to take some of that rust in this out. Because my throat was pitiful, and it was hurting all the time. But, you know, I still walked around, did what I did, and, you know, folks were saying, man, you crazy, you better go to the doctor. Well, see, at that time, I was kind of stupid. I don't know how you get kind of stupid, but I'm trying to take a little of that weight off my back, but I can't. But, yeah, so I walked around then for a long time. Again, you know, that's the reason I said save a little, you'll get a lot. Because, man, I walked around in early 1990s. I was sick every day for a couple of years, y'all. I mean, sometimes, man, it was just too bad to endure. You know, my hands would ball up in knots. And, you know, even though my feet couldn't ball up in knots inside my shoes, it felt like they were. And it was all a thing about high blood pressure and something was wrong on the inside. Like, I had cancer, y'all, cancer of the liver. And it was diagnosed as cirrhosis of the liver. Something a little more minor than the cancer, because the cancer was in the back of my liver, and they couldn't see it. I went and had checkups and did things trying to, you know, get it right, and it just was not working. And so I tried a few other things and measures and whatever, and so it, you know, wasn't working. So I walked around like a zombie for a few years now, and went up to I can't even think of the doctor's name. Him and his son had that clinic right across the street from Martin Luther King Library. Can't say his name. The other doctor that was around there, they had moved him out because they called him selling preludes and stuff. And then Dr. Mason and Dr. Darby. I was going to all kinds of doctors, y'all, because I hadn't completely learned my lesson, because I was still doing crazy stuff. I wouldn't let the doctors make their own diagnosis. I was trying to make diagnosis for them and stuff, you know, going up there. Didn't have no license, didn't have no degree, didn't even have high school license on it. Yeah, you know. I was able to teach school, though, because I went to El Centro. And if you ever went to El Centro, especially back in the day, you'd have thought you was at Harvard, because everybody acted like they had some sense. So anyhow, along with that, illnesses that persist, you all, remember the words, chronic. Chronic illnesses will take you out just as slowly as you'll let it if you don't do nothing about it. You know, you got chronic pneumonia patients walking around. Don't even know they got it. We all call it, oh, he had walking pneumonia, honey. Yeah. He was walking death benefit to somebody with some sense. Because if you don't go into the hospital almost immediately with pneumonia, it's a killer, y'all. You know, stuff like that. People don't know. Diabetes can be controlled. It's a chronic illness that will take you out of here slow, fast, and in a hurry. All of them in a whole bag of chips. But see, we keep saying wait. I said it so much. My sister then finally came in the hospital, and I had already started dialysis, because when I woke up, I was on dialysis. Know what I'm saying? So you keep acting a fool and thinking, oh, it's going to get better. Illnesses don't get better by themselves, y'all. Go ahead, take that loss on the job or whatever, but you have to realize if you're sick and can't really work, you ain't no good no how. Ask for a leave of absence. Talk to your boss. You know, But you got to be honest enough with yourself to know that if you don't get it taken care of, you're going to die. See, there's a lot of things that we can offer folk and stuff like that on the chronic illness side, you know, especially when they got cancer or something like that. You know, they got a lot of different stuff now that they knocking cancer out like farting going off. But, you know, you have to get into them people early. And when your body start talking to you, your body start talking to you when little boys get their information a little later and everything, yeah. You know, we sometimes have to get our heads bumped real bad for us to want to go to the doctor. Get our foot and arms and stuff almost cut off before we even want to go to the hospital. But, you know, I found in life that if you get those problems taken care of early enough and you start listening at your body when it's talking to you, you know, like when your side ache. Yeah, I done heard of people dying with those different kind of organs down there messing up and stuff and twisting up and, you know, all of that there because didn't nobody go check on them. Your body told you you were hurting. Thought it was because from them cabbage you ate night before last. Well, see, a little misdiagnosis will keep you out of there the same way. Because once you get a disruption in your system that can't do too much about it, then it will come back to haunt you. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all ain't listening. But since you know God was trying to tell you something, I'm going to let you listen to this one more time.
The State Fair of Texas now has printed home tickets.
Can you do one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your printed home tickets.
That sounded like you said print, not print. Let's go again.
Get your State Fair of Texas printed home tickets.
Listen, when you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtex.com/radio. The State Fair of Texas now has printed home tickets.
Can you do one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your printed home tickets.
That sounded like you said print, not print. Let's go again.
Get your State Fair of Texas printed home tickets.
Listen, when you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtex.com/radio.
Y'all, when you find out you're really sick, your body keeps telling you you're sick, and you don't listen.
A few years ago, I had the privilege to go out to the old folks' home.
I'll get back to you.
I decided that day that I'd take my Bible with me because I realized that many people out there that have been left alone for a long time would have loved to hear the word of God. And that morning, I stood there by the bedside of this mother.
Thank you. Look over at his mama. Huh? Mama! I'm not riding the
That's what I'm talking about. You know, we just got to get back to doing what we do.
A few years ago, I had the privilege to go out to the old folks.
Yeah. See, we're going to slow that one down. We ain't going to let that repeat real soon, y'all. Because, golly, you get to listen to the same stuff over and over again, and you think you're on the Uncle Bill show. Oh, you are. So let me ask y'all this. When you have those migraine headaches all the time and you haven't been to a doctor, is that saying you don't care or you don't really want to hear about what's wrong with your head? Well, I ask these kind of questions because I hear people talking all the time. I remember before my brother had his stroke, he was having these real bad headaches. So you would say, James, you got the greatest insurance in the world. Go to the doctor. Well, if I go to the doctor, I'm going to have to take some days off. James, you got 2,000 work days, you know, in the hole, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, what I'm saying is, sooner or later, you got to learn that if you don't take care of your body can't take care of you. That's just as easy gets to explain. If you don't take care of your body can't take care of you. You know, our bodies are, man, if you ever thought you had a defensive weapon, you know, I know I just could block them kicks real good. I was already low to the ground. I could block those kicks. And, you know, when dudes would try to kick me, I could sidestep a kick because I saw them coming. And I had, you know, speed and agility. Well, right now, I can't dodge a tennis ball or a basketball or nothing, you know, because I can't move. But it all goes back to he who helps himself to stay healthy stays in a long time. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to tell y'all something that I know because, you know, like I was saying at first, when I was saying wait, I wrote my book then. I said, wait broke the wagon down. Just call me wait. Just call me old wait.
The State Fair of Texas now has printed home tickets.
Can you do one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your printed home tickets.
That sounded like you said print, not print. Let's go again.
Get your State Fair of Texas printed home ticket.
Listen, when you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtex.com/radio. The State Fair of Texas now has printed home tickets.
Can you do one with more emphasis on the word print and smile, please?
Take 24. Go online to get your printed home tickets.
That sounded like you said print, not print. Let's go again.
Get your State Fair of Texas printed home tickets.
Listen, when you say print, it needs to convey the fact that you can easily buy tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online.
State Fair of Texas. Buy your tickets, coupon vouchers, and family packs online now at bigtech.com/radio.
Well, see, what I'd like to try to tell y'all that is that it's real easy to catch up with your illnesses if you know all of your body. It's still going to be hard because, you know, we are hard-headed people. We don't listen and we don't learn from our mistakes. And what we got to start doing is planning for our future. And when you plan for a future, you learn that you got some things that you just can't do, you know. It's something that you just refuse to try and do, which is when your back is hurt, and your back hurt all the time. You know you're not supposed to be doing no lifting, no how. Two doctors have told you that, but you don't want to go back to them because they didn't tell you what you wanted to hear. So right again, your stubbornness is sending you straight to hell. Yeah, and I can say that, too, because, like I said, been there. I'm telling you. And if you ever want to get broke quick, get sick. That wasn't no poem either. That was just a statement of facts. If you ever want to get broke quick, get sick. Because I'm here to tell you. Yeah, you think you got $20,000 saved up so you can go on vacation after you retire and stuff, and you waiting to stack some more on top of that because you got a job and a half, you know, because you don't have to work as hard as you used to because your boys and girls went off to school and they come back, they stay by themselves, but you didn't downsize. Hey, I can get into all the problems you done had. But the real problem is you don't take care of yourself. And if you're not going to take care of yourself, ain't no use in having all of that money. And guess what? You get sick and can't do nothing about it, you ain't going to have it because the doctor's going to have it. Yeah, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg because you don't want to go to the doctor's now and check on yourself. So when you get off into them deep holes with them bills and stuff, then you're going to really be sick. So I'm just trying to tell you what I know. I ain't trying to tell you what I heard. Like I said, I woke up, I was on dialysis. You know? But since having the double transplants and knowing my body like I do, first thing happened, I'm going to the doctor. So, like when I got up this morning, now this song ought to knock you on your butt. This ought to do it.
Morning when I roll, yeah.
I'm going to have to, Lord have mercy. I let y'all listen to the whole song then. And I usually won't do that because y'all be coming back. I mean, when you going to do that one again? It can't be done like that because it just takes so much, man. You know, when you're sitting down, that's not a good song, y'all. You got to be standing up. I know y'all hear me. But since I got you on this end where all the fun is, I'm going to let you hear this one more time, y'all. Or just one more time, at least. All right. Yeah, I had to put that at least on there now.
Thank you. Thank you.
y'all know there's some other ones which have coming. I'm going to let the car say that one. I'm going to play this and then I'm going to call it an E. Yeah. And then die, take a nap.
It's prayer time. It's prayer time.